Field Marshal Abdel Fattah el-Sisi appears poised to become Egypt's next president, following in the steps of Mohamed Morsi, the man he helped overthrow. Sisi has the explicit backing of Egypt's all-powerful military. Commanders say the people have ordered him to run. And indeed, the throngs that come out on Egypt's streets to support him insist he's the country's only savior.
There is no substitute who could be a president at this moment in time. Anyone else would take us back to square one.
But that's exactly where his critics say Sisi will take them. Back to the kind of leadership Egyptians overthrew in 2011.
This goes against all of what we've stood for, against the militarization of the state, against having a brutal dictator from the army rule with an iron fist.
Yet when Morsi chose him to head the armed forces in 2012, Sisi's reputation as a devout Muslim made his loyalties unclear. The next year, there was no doubt. Mass protests broke out against Morsi, and Sisi moved quickly. First against Egypt's first democratically elected president, then Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood base. The crackdown widened with secular activists, academics, and others in jail or exile. As a jihadist insurgency grew, Sisi's supporters grew more fervent. They compare Sisi to his childhood hero, President Gamal Abdel Nasser, who helped overthrow Egypt's monarchy. Some find him, like Nasser, charming. Lawyer and scholar Ahmed Kamal Abu El Magd.
He's a nice guy. He's tender and he's compassionate and he has a good sense of humor. And he has experience with the secret agents of the country. But how this is going to work out, I don't know.
And that's the risk. Egyptian discontent is broad, fueled by chronic poverty, unemployment, and a breakdown of social services. Even a massive infusion of Gulf Arab money after Morsi's fall has done little to improve daily life.
All these people love him now, but when he's the nation's president for 5 or 6 months, they will curse him. Why? Because we are in a state that has fallen apart.
Reviving Egypt's familiar dynamic of a repression in the name of security has its own perils. Failing to address the basic concerns of protest-ready Egyptians may prove even riskier. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.